You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Radio Maria and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. It's good to have you with us today. I hope you're in a nice comfy chair or somewhere nice and warm and you're not cold as we are here in Toronto, Ontario. It's -5. It's not so bad today compared to -28 that we've had. We are Friday afternoon here in Toronto and it is the last Friday of the month. Unbelievable. Here we go. So let's begin our beautiful broadcast with a Hail Mary and then a prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Lord, you are my God. I thirst for you. I lift up my hands and bless you this morning. May everything you made bless you. May all creation sing their song for you. May this body of mine be a house of prayer, Lord, every morning. Provide for my needs today. Forgive my weaknesses and failings. Protect me from danger, Lord, as well as my loved ones. And may your sons and daughters everywhere be like living stones, alive and strong for the day. Amen. And that lovely prayer, dear friends, is from the ChristianCatholic.com. It's so lovely. I get that each morning, and I wanted to share that with you today. And, you know, as we begin our program, we always remember this is a live prayer call-in line, and we take your prayers even through email, and we don't have to mention your requests on air. We can just pray over your petitions that you may have at quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. And then, of course, you can always phone us at 416-245-1534. So that's 416-245-1534. And so you are always encouraged, and we pray that this ministry is a blessing to all of you who are listening. And thank you. God bless you all. This morning, I thought I would quote you from, of course, Matthew 17 in our Bibles. Truly I tell you, if you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid, said Jesus to his disciples, whose boat was battered by the waves, in Matthew 14. And then, of course, we know that Jesus allowed Peter to walk on the water toward him. Everything was all right until Peter realized how strong the wind was. He suddenly became afraid and doubted. He lost sight of Jesus and started to sink. And then he cried out, Lord, save me! And precious Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, you of little faith, why did you doubt? We, unfortunately, my dear brothers and sisters, we are all very much like Peter. And we've all had many a storm and many a wind against us. Failures that we've had, illnesses, broken hearts, and many other challenges. We may have even become confused, and then we get to a point of complete despair. What in the world do we do, brothers and sisters? What do we do when our backs are against the wall? God does the impossible things, and He wants us to do impossible things as well. I know, dear brothers and sisters, you all have your own challenges right now, right this minute. It is no coincidence that you have kept listening to Radio Maria and found comfort. And now, with every word that I speak to you this afternoon, you need an answer. You need a word, something that will say to you, don't worry. I know your pain. I know you have endured so much, maybe even made so many mistakes. I know you are suffering, maybe even from an incurable disease. But the instant moment, my dear brothers and sisters, the instant moment we put our faith in God sincerely and truly, we set into motion a very powerful force that has the ability to change situations and create something brand new. Almighty God can move mountains. He can calm the waters of our minds and our spirit. You don't have to feel that you are crushed, that there's nowhere to turn. There's no hope left. Faith gives us the power to rise above any challenge. Just think of the spring that's coming here in Canada. We're into the end of January, and we're about to, you know, we're still got another month of winter, I do believe, I know, but we are all hoping for spring. And of course, spring isn't too far away. And I remember when you know it's spring is that moment you see that little bird with the red tummy called a robin. And he is usually one of the earliest birds in the morning, because I have my window open, and you can hear him chirping, I'd say around 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, some insane hour. But there he is. He's like, he knows it's going to be morning. He knows there's a new day, and he just sings his sweet little chirping voice. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you must set yourself free from all of these worries. Your God has you in His hands. He will never let you go. He is with you right now, wherever you may hear this broadcast. Whatever lies ahead, He is with you always. You should never let fear eat away at you. Don't allow that to take away your joyful and grateful spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit, O Holy Spirit, flood my mind and my body and soul with your great peace. Allow me to breathe freely and live in gratitude. Whatever may come my way, whatever I am dealing with right now, I can't handle it, Lord. It's just too much. But you, O God, you know what is good for me. I accept my struggles, and the fruit of your Spirit is upon me right now. I will not give in. I will not be afraid. I know that you are always in control of everything. Lord, I believe. The power of faith, my friends, is so great that it can help relieve people from headaches. It can control the pain, insomnia, your back aches, your panic attacks, anything that's related to stress and anxiety. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Most medical practitioners will verify that when a patient is experiencing a lot of pain, but has faith, a hope in God, it seems that patient does better with medication to even lessening the dosage as the body slowly relaxes and finds strength in their faith. Even as I speak to you right now, brothers and sisters, whatever illness is upon you, a physical illness, depression, maybe you are feeling guilty about something, or you're anxious about something, our holy God is with you every step of the way. Reach out, dear soul, to Him. And when you say, yes, Christina, I believe, then talk like you believe. Make yourself stop. Don't worry. Know that the best doctor in the universe is with you. God has a plan for all of us. It's not our plan. It is His. And remember, think of all the blessings you have had up to now, no matter how small they may be. You have come to this point in your life. And believe me, when I say you didn't get here by yourself, although our Lord gives us free will and the choices we make are our own, but when we need forgiveness, when we need to believe and to have hope and to trust that your loving God is with you, who loves you, dear friend, more than anyone or anything on this earth. God loves you very, very, very much. And His heart breaks when you doubt Him. So let go. Let God, let Jesus fill your spirit with peace. The holy word for us is Jesus Christ. And through his life, the miracles He performed, and especially in His teachings, Jesus placed an emphasis on the persistence of faith. The Gospels say, when He entered the house, the blind men came to Him and said to Him, Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to Him, yes, Lord. And then He touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were opened. Matthew 9. You of little faith, why did you doubt? Matthew 14. The disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast the demon out? He said to them, because of your little faith. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here, and it will move. All things can be done for the one who believes. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. Do not doubt, but believe. Another striking story occurs when Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well. After a very personal conversation with Christ, the woman went back to the village to report, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done." The woman, whose several broken relationships indicated deep and untold wounds, felt no judgment from a man of compassion and understanding such as Jesus. She felt freed by an embodied forgiving love to say what she had kept hidden from others and even from herself. Her feelings about herself and others and God had changed. Emotional healing is part of spiritual healing. If we allow God to show us all that we have done, God will heal our wounds, meet our needs, and transform our lives spiritually, emotionally, and physically. We become whole again, dear brothers and sisters. That is what the sacrament of reconciliation does. It helps us become whole and live a new life of grace. Dear brothers and sisters, today we're talking about our faith and how important it is for all of us to realize we cannot go through this whole world on our own. We need God's help. We need Him in everything we do and say. And if He can put a barrier over our mouth so that we don't say anything negatively, or when we do slip up, of course we're not perfect and we say something we shouldn't have, that the Lord Jesus will forgive us and we ask for His forgiveness. And we can do that through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. But know that this world is meant for us to lean on God and to become more God-like, more Jesus-like. We are always going to be faced with barriers. We're always going to meet challenges. And even more so as Christians, because the evil one hates it that we love Jesus, hates it that we're obedient to God, hates it when we pray the rosary, hates it when we say the name Jesus with love and joy and victory. Blessed be God forever and ever. We say that and we can fight and we can withstand the perils that are out there. And we don't have to look too far. It can be in our own home, whether it's someone who's suffering through addiction, whether it's someone who's suffering through alcoholism of some sort, or someone who's ill. We're all faced so that we begin to doubt, oh, is God really listening? Is God really here? Is Jesus going to help me? Doesn't He realize I'm suffering? Oh, but He does. But this world is a sinful world, is a sinful world. There is sin. We are not perfect. And we all fall short. We are not perfect. The only perfect one is the one who died on the cross for all of us, for all our sins. But we can come to Him like a little child and realize that He will wash away. He'll take that clean soap and He goes over all of us and He washes us clean. And when you let go and you believe, then you will know that you are a whole new person and you will begin a transformation in your life, a spiritual life, and you will feel better. You will look at people differently and you will look at the world differently when you look it through the eyes of love. And God is love. And when you look through those glasses, you will see the world differently. You will bear the fruits of kindness, of patience, of tolerance, of gentleness, of being in control. And if you need to have yourself come down and be in control so that your temper doesn't flare up, so that you don't revert back to something that has been plaguing you for years, today, my friend, is a new day. Today is the day of reckoning. Today is the day for you to stand up and be strong in the eyes of Jesus. Jesus loves you. Be happy and fill yourself with Jesus' word. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Full of compassion. The words in the scripture don't say, and he has some compassion. No, it says full. That's beyond. Slow to anger. And how much in mercy? Great in mercy. The word great, abundant, beyond. Much more than you can ever imagine. The Lord is good to all. Not to some. Not to the perfect ones who go to church every Sunday or the pray the rosary every day. No, he is good to all. All. And his tender mercies are over all his works. Psalm 145. Know it, read it, believe it. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Psalm 29. Dear brothers and sisters, more than anything I stress to you, read God's word. Pray upon God's word. And ask the Holy Spirit, because it is the only one who can help us all, is the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit to come into your body and into your mind and fill your thoughts with love and with strength. And know that whatever you are going through right now, whatever is going in through your minds, that Jesus is there with you and he will help you. There is a beautiful prayer that I wanted to end with at some point here during our broadcast. And it's a lovely one. And if you do listen to, and if you watch television at all, it's through the National Catholic Broadcasting Council. And maybe you, some of you may have this book. It's a lovely book. It's all on different prayers of the daily mass. And I personally love, reading different prayer books and of course learning about the saints and learning about angels. And I enjoy that. And the more you feed your body, the more you take care of yourself as best as you possibly can and accept the suffering, because Jesus suffered for all of us. He suffered for all of us. We all had our sins bore upon him. He took our sin. You have nothing to feel guilty about. You have nothing else left to say to yourself, I am not good enough. I'm not perfect. I've done so many things wrong. How can God ever love me? What kind of a God would love me? But God does love you, my dear friends. He does love you just as you are. He took all our sin. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to feel guilty. He took all our sins. He died on the cross. He suffered for all of us. Therefore, with that came eternal life. And so with him, we will share. We are heirs, co-heirs in heaven. We are co-heirs. And one blessed day, we will all see his beautiful face, his beautiful, gentle, loving face, and we will be with him. God of our life, there are days when the burdens we carry on our shoulders and they weigh us down, when the road seems weary and endless, the skies gray and threatening, when our lives have no music in them, and our hearts are lonely, and our souls have lost courage, flood the path with light. Turn our eyes to where the skies are full of promise. Tune our hearts to brave music. Give us the sense of comradeship with heroes and saints of every age, and so quicken our spirits that we may be able to encourage the souls of all who journey with us on this road to life, to your honor and glory, by St. Augustine of Hippo. That is such a beautiful prayer. So if we really want to pray, we must first learn to listen. For in the silence, God speaks. Blessed Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Dear friends, today's broadcast is a special one for you, to enrich you, to empower you, to give you strength, to look with your eyes open and not feel fearful and not feel anxious, but to feel free, to let go. And God loves you and knows you and is holding you close. He is always by your side. He is always there. So have a beautiful, blessed day. Do not fear anything, but with everything, go to Jesus and pray. And when you feel paralyzed by fear, God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a rather a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. And if you are feeling sick, remember your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Mark 5. And also, if you feel that you are so guilt-ridden, then you've made so many mistakes. And now, Colossians 3 as our final one. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be servant of Christ. Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord and not for your masters, since you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. Dear brothers and sisters, have a blessed weekend. I sincerely hope that your weekend is filled with peace and you be surrounded with love. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you on Tuesday of the 30th of January. God bless you all. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. A single day.